Talk a bit about Dustin Byfuglien's performance in the game today.
He's just the best player on the ice, just a dominant force in all aspects of the game. Physically, so strong, stop plays off the rush, great defensive stick on the odd man rush, knocking it out of the air, and of course the offensive skills always been there. Developed a real nice chemistry with a guy who's played 14 or 15 games in the NHL and played very well on his own, but been able to work with a young D like that, and I think really developing a sense of maybe responsibility. There's more to Dustin's game than just going out and putting up numbers. We need him to play against the other team's best, to play big minutes, and he certainly embraced that.
Paul, obviously it's important to get the 2 points, but in the fashion that you guys did it and score aside, just be able to run up and down the lineup, does it mean a bit more for this team, I guess, snapping that 2 points?
It was really important in that we played the game that we needed to play. I don't know what it ended up in the third, but we were close to 20 minutes of offensive zone time through two periods of hockey, which is a big chunk. It starts with a faceoff. We're at 61% on the faceoffs, which means we're starting on the right side of the puck and we can get it in and get in on the forecheck. Penalty kill was real good. Being able to use everybody's important, not just so you're not burning your lineup up every night, but to make players feel like they're an important part of the team. TJ scored a big goal, that line, critical goals for us to get us back feeling good after we'd given up the first one. So good that everybody gets a piece of it.
How important is it going to be in the future, specifically this month, just to be able to roll those lines, have the confidence in those four?
Well, we've got, obviously a real tough test here with San Jose coming in, but we're going to play 7 games in 11 nights, which means the whole bench has to go and has to feel they're important and be feeling confident at the time. So we need everybody, all hands on deck, for this next stretch of hockey.
Paul, in a game like that, how much do you account for your own team's performance and the fact that, you were playing against an opponent that was on the tail end of a long road trip? Does that factor in at all, or were you more your guys did?
Yeah, we had to play a certain way tonight. Granted, they played last night. We're going to have the opportunity to do that, I think, in Anaheim and in Chicago coming up. Back-to-backs are tough in this league. There's no doubt about that. But where we're at with some new bodies, some new line combinations with some injuries over the last little stretch, we have to look a certain way to give ourselves a chance to win.
When you had that 5-on-3 and a chance to put it away and didn't, were you concerned at all at that time, or were you still pleased with the way
things
were
going? There are games, the score, that you're never, ever comfortable with the game, and I didn't feel that great chance in the 5-on-3, but I didn't feel that there were... I thought we were able to kind of choke off any of the pressure that they had going. One shift in the second period where they had some sustained zone time, but our lanes were really good on that shift. And as confident as you can be. I mean, I'm going out for the warm-up tonight, and I'm watching the best defensive hockey team in the National Hockey League have a 6-3 lead with 2.5 minutes left to go in the game, come back in, and it's tied at 6. So you're never that confident. You're never that comfortable, but I'm pretty sure we were in pretty good shape.
You were in an interview at the beginning of the year where you were told half the fan base thinks Dustin Byfuglien's a forward, half thinks he's a
not
defense,
a D.
And you were asked which half you'd go with, and your response was the same half, the people who thought forward. What do you think of those comments now?
Yeah, I'm just going to stand by those because I watched a lot of hockey. I watched every game this team played last year over the course of the summer. And it's not a statement of Dustin not being able to. It's the role that he was in with the style of game that was played. So it's in a little bit like Andre Pavlik. It's very difficult to assess somebody when they're doing things that aren't, I guess in his case, easy to do. I mean, he was the offensive catalyst from the back end on a team that was either chasing or running and gunning for most of the year. So it's hard to assess We couldn't become a better defensive team if that was where our starting point was. It's worked out well because we had gotten the foundation down. He clearly wants to play defense. So when he got his opportunity, he knew there was a structure there that he had to adhere to, not just to stay there, but for our team to be successful. Now you're seeing a guy that's a dominant defenseman, and that kind of you cannot find those guys. You can find top nine forwards, but you cannot find players like Dustin Byfuglien on the blue line as he is now. Not as he was last year.